Welcome to Tales Beneath the Surface. Available on all respectable podcast platforms. Just so you know, this episode contains mature themes and upsetting scenes. You have been warned.
Greetings, my dear loving listeners. And welcome back to Tales Beneath the Surface. I do hope you've been keeping what I said last time in mind. I have, and if I'm as honest with you as I always am, it's troubled my dreams and waking hours. I can't shake the feeling that there's something I'm missing. It's resting there, right at the tip of my tongue. Well, I'm sure it'll show up as soon as I stop thinking about it. You know the feeling. Resigning yourself to staying indoors because you can't find your favorite pair of shoes, then looking down and realizing you're wearing them. Wait, then what's that there? A trail of mud? Or something more foul? My daydream steps must have wandered far from the beaten path. Still, any exercise is better than none, even if you can't remember it. Speaking it out loudly really makes you notice the power of words, doesn't it? I'm sure at least half of you are certain that I've traipsed all manner of filth over my snug studio space. Well, have I? You'll never know. How could you? You'll have to take my word for it, though I'm sure the thought will linger. Like a tooth steadily giving in to decay. The power of words really is something, isn't it? Particularly when you can't see the speaker, their movements and energy masked behind a sound system pouring liquid gold down your ear canals and into the ridged crevasses hiding in your skull. Playback.
Sound department, Arcturus transcription.
Hello, is that Arthur?
It's another one for Arthur. I think it's a CPS.
Oh, God damn it, can you take it? I'm a little... No? Christ's sake, put it on speaker. Wait, let me record. Friday 18th, 10 a.m. Hello.
Arthur?
He's on leave. I'm covering. Can I take a message?
This is Jonathan Prendergast, QC from the Crown Prosecution Service. Do you know how long he's going to be away?
It's been 2 weeks so far, so your guess is as good as mine.
Fine. Wait, you work with him?
Instead of... Yes, sure.
Couldn't have said that to start with.
Look, I'm very busy.
Fine, whatever. Arthur was working on the Petrova case for me. He was supposed to be reviewing the court recordings.
Okay.
Is that all? Have you got an idea on his progress?
No, he left abruptly. If there were any handover notes, I haven't found them. Do you have the case number?
1993-141-53C.
Right. And you sent this over when?
3 weeks ago on the 30th.
Thank you. Do you know anything about this? I'll check through his files and see if he's started. If not, what do you want?
I just told... I need you to go through it and check the recordings.
Why?
Oh, so full of questions, practically a conversation. Fine. CPS is conducting an internal review of the case.
Oh. Can you talk to the original team?
They are unavailable.
And the court transcripts aren't enough?
No, look. I wouldn't be talking to you if they were. That's why I needed Arthur to listen to the recordings. There are some irregularities in the transcripts, some rather troubling inconsistencies.
Goodness, well, that won't do.
Quite. I must say, I feel like you're not treating this with the gravity it deserves.
Then explain it better.
It doesn't read like any transcript I've come across.
Might that be a question of your experience, rather than...
No. Now, look, I don't appreciate your tone.
Well, it's a good thing you're asking me to use my ears.
Right. You check the recordings. I need you to see if they make sense.
I'm not a lawyer, so...
Not like that. First, I'm a barrister, not a lawyer, but that's beside the point. I mean it literally. Look, the transcripts have gaps. I don't know how else to put it.
What? Parts have been cut out? Oh, Jesus.
No, it's like the stenographer fell asleep, then carried on typing when they woke up, straight into the middle of a new sentence without noticing the gap.
Have you spoken to them? Seems like that would be a use...
They died.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
More than you know. The irregularities are piling up around this.
I'll let you know what I can find. Can I take a name and number?
Yes. Jonathan Prendergast, QC. Do you want me to spell that? You should have the number on file. Cretin.
What a...
Well, I thought I was bad on the phone.
What's that?
You're a bit, hostile.
Oh, right, no. No, that guy just rubbed me up the wrong way, and I'm already a bit ratty. Guess I could do with a good night's sleep. Was it really that bad?
Oh, no, you were fine, just, fine.
Ah, okay. Say, do you know where Arthur left the cases he was working on?
Oh, sorry, no, he had a system, but he never showed me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he was a bit, old school. If you don't mind me asking, what's the dictaphone about?
Oh, easiest way to keep a record. I wish Arthur had the same habit. If I can find his notes, it might cut down on this, well, chaos.
Sorry. Like I said, he had a system, but kept most of it in his head, along with some post-its and index cards around his desk. Did IT sort you out of his login?
Yeah, for what it's worth. If it's anything like his filing system, I'm not looking forward to trawling through that. His labelling system is, unique.
Oh, better you than me. I wouldn't want to touch anything of his. I'm popping to prep. You want anything?
No. Thanks, though.
Wish I could help. I'll leave you to it.
One thing. You got any idea when he's coming back?
None. Didn't really speak to him outside of work, and I've heard nothing from upstairs.
Oh, damn. Have you got a number for him?
No, sorry. We weren't really colleagues like that.
How were you colleagues then? Oh, it doesn't matter. You know why he's off?
Stress, I think. I heard he had a breakdown.
From working in an archive?
Yeah, guess you can find knots to tie yourself in anywhere. All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Where do I even start with this mess?
It is for you to determine whether the evidence presented has proved the defendant's guilt. You are here to consider the evidence. I will direct you on any matters of law, should that become necessary. Thank you for your time.
Now, if Mr. Wilkerson would care to introduce the case.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Did you find it then?
Yeah, just about. I should have asked where the discrepancies are.
You want me to dig out the CPS phone number?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, here it is. So, what do you think so far?
I've started. Got through some of the introductions.
Yeah. What's it about?
Well, it wasn't as a... It's like... Well, it's hard to pin down. It's frustrating, all this mess. I can't focus on the content of the case when I don't know what I'm looking for. I mean, I can't even remember the charges.
Really?
Yeah, really. That's bizarre. Anyway, it's not my job to know the details, just to find these gaps. Whatever that means.
Are you feeling all right? You look tired. Do you want another coffee?
No, thank you. Any more caffeine and I'll be bouncing off the walls.
Maybe take a break, get some fresh air. It's lovely outside and it's after six. Might be time to call it a week.
It is?
Yeah, I was knocking to say goodbye.
Jesus, the afternoon's flown. Yeah, you're right. It's not like we get overtime and a bit of sun would do me some good. Right, enjoy your weekend. I'll leave this for Monday.
Prosecution Service, what extension do you need?
My name is Jocelyn Hayes from Arcturus Transcription. I need to speak to Mr. Prendergast regarding the Petrova case.
Do you have the extension?
No, this was the only number on file.
Can you confirm that name again, please?
Jonathan Prendergast? Oh, QC.
One moment. Putting you through now.
Prendergast speaking.
This is Jocelyn from Arcturus Transcription.
Arthur's substitute?
Yes.
It's been 3 days. You've made progress, then?
But two of those were the... Yes, in a way.
You're wasting my time. You either have something to tell me or you don't. Get to the point, woman.
Fine. Where are the gaps in the transcripts?
The gaps?
The missing sections.
Right, well, that was what I hired you and Arthur to find.
No, you didn't. You hired us to review the recording. There are no dropouts in it, so it'd be helpful to know where the gaps fall in the transcript. A time code to reference against. Can you send a copy of the transcript?
Ah, right. Well, I don't have it to hand. I'll get one of the girls to collate them and send it over by the end of the day.
Thank... Wow. What a twat. Where was I? Yeah. The prosecution's first. That's it. I'll have a record this time. Monday 21st, 10:30 a.m, reviewing the Petrova case.
Thank you, Your Honour. Members of the jury, it is my job to explain the charges and set out the case as to why the defendant stands before you today. I will begin with an outline of the key facts. Then I will present the evidence that supports this account of events. On the evening of July 14th, 1993, the defendant was walking along Goswell Road, following a business meeting.
Right, I remember this.
The paths of the defendant and the victims crossed a second time shortly before the incident at the heart of this case. They met at the intersection of Rosebery Avenue and Clerkenwell Road. There was a second conversation, this one markedly more hostile than the first. It escalated into a violent confrontation, during which the Crown contends the defendant assaulted all four victims.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
What I hope to demonstrate over the course of this trial is that the defendant's actions were taken purely in self-defense. The evidence will show that she was confronted late at night by four men, and in that moment, she had every reason to fear for her safety. The injuries sustained by the complainants, while serious and regrettable, were the result...
Yes, yes, I can remember this too. How did she...
My name is Ekaterina Petrova.
Thank you. Now, can you confirm that you encountered four men on the evening of 14th of July, 1993?
Yes.
Would you describe the meeting as friendly, or was there tension from the outset?
They seemed like sweet boys at first.
Many of them laugh, and their smell was intoxicating, young and gorgeous.
Right. Yes, of course. Of course, completely understandable. So, just to confirm, you had no prior contact or relationship with any of these men?
Oh, no. It was the first time I'd laid eyes on them.
Though I made an oath to myself and the word below that if we crossed paths again, I would speak according to them.
Of course. Perfectly reasonable. So, was the second time you met when you... How did you put it? Staked your claim?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. And quite delicious and delightful it was, too.
I can only imagine. Now, if it's not too much trouble, could you share with the court how that second meeting... Sorry, reclamation went?
I would love nothing more.
Okay, got that time stamp. Something's missing. What the hell is happening there?
So, the second time around, the vitality poured off them. I could taste it before I saw them.
When I turned the corner, I could see it moved around me. It was beautiful. A gift from the void below, and where it would be rude, would it not?
To spurn such a pretty thing.
Oh, of course. I think we can all agree on that.
Oh, yes, completely.
Of course. Please continue, my sweet. What happened next?
Well, we drew closer like two sides of a... What you say? Curtain.
Oh, funny. And what happened when you touched...
Well, let me tell you, as we drew closer, our auras mixed and mingled, and I could see the excitement on their faces, and, well, a little further south, you know.
Yes, yes, it would.
What are you laughing at? Sounds like a party.
Laughing? What?
Oh, okay. It sounded like a riot from outside. How's the case going? Are you feeling all right?
Yes, my sweet boy.
What?
Yes, I am. Here it is.
So...
Hmm?
Sorry, what's the case about?
Oh, well, it's quite interesting. A lot of well-argued points so far. The defence has it, though. She's definitely innocent.
Oh, sounds like Wembley.
What do you mean?
Sorry, just a strange way to put it, I guess, but it sounded like it's exciting, at least. Crown Court, it must be juicy.
Oh, of course. Sorry for snapping. It's about... It's, Oh, damn, it's gone.
Really?
What? No, really, I'm fine. How is this possible?
I'm not sure. You're looking a little bit...
I was talking to myself. Helps me think.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine, you didn't know. Wait, you said you heard me laughing, right? Just before you came in?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it sounded like you were at, like, a talk show or a... Now that's a little spooky. How'd you do that?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, the kit down here is always playing up.
Oh, wait, I've got a trick. There you go. Another coffee? I'll pop out and grab lunch and get you a proper one.
And how did they taste?
Oh, I bet they were delicious.
Your problem is so.
So you sampled them all?
How could I not?
Put your coffee.
I don't remember this. How strange.
Oh, did you wind it forward?
Yeah, of course I did. I must have done.
Old equipment, ghosts in the machine. Tape heads might need degaussing. That was one of Arthur's bugbears too. He was a bit old school. Never the same after we went digital. He left artifacts all over the place.
Yeah, I know how it goes. Worked at one place where the tape deck would only work if the desk lamp was on. Intoxicating, eh? I see what you mean about the recording. It sounds delicious.
Okay. You want me to do a digital transfer? It'd be easier to scrub through and you wouldn't have to deal with these temperamental machines. Changing the format might help you work with it.
What are you getting at? Why are you looking at me like that?
Sorry, It's freaking me out a little bit. It's like Arthur was before he went off sick. He kept slipping. You feeling okay?
Okay, of course. I'm sorry. Guess I'm more tired than I thought. Can you get me a coffee?
Yeah, of course. It's here. Just got back with it. Seriously, though, Arthur started losing track before he, Well, take a break if you're feeling odd. I don't want to be the only one left here.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I'm feeling tired and a little fuzzy, that's all. Void knows it's nothing else. Wait, have you heard from that lawyer? He was going to send the transcripts over.
No, sorry, I'll go check. Sorry, but how's this not bothering you?
What do you mean?
Whatever's happening with the recording and
With what?
Sorry.
What? No. All I need is a good night's sleep, and the recording's just a, well, an interesting puzzle, that's all. Thanks for your concern, though. I'll check the transcripts, then take a half day. Can you handle the transfer?
Sorry. Yeah. I'm on it.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Okay. That's remarkable. He's a prick even in the written word. Quick look at the... Gaps are in the witness statements. Strange. Okay, Keith, I'm going to get something to eat. Stake my claim and call it a day. You good to close up?
Yeah. Transfer's running. I'll see you tomorrow.
So, got much on today?
Just a Petrova case. Is the transfer finished?
Yeah, just checked it. The studio's set up for you.
Thank you.
Right, well, I've actually got a few things to do.
Good. I've got some ideas to play around with. I don't need any help.
Oh,
Sorry, I'm not sure. Well, I'm glad you're on it.
Well, you know where I'll be. If a phone rings, shout.
Of course. And, call if you feel ill.
Right. Thursday 23rd, 9:15 a.m. The transcript's given me a loose idea about where to start. Once I found the missing parts, I'll switch to the computer to see if there's anything, well, unexpected. Now, let's see where we are.
They seemed like sweet boys at first. They made me laugh, and their smell was intoxicating, young and gorgeous.
Right.
Got it. Back a little to catch it all.
I made an oath to myself and the void below that if we crossed paths again, I would stake a claim to them.
Okay. Okay. Still muddy. A little further along.
I could taste it before I saw them. Then, when they turned the corner, I could see it misted around them. It was beautiful. A gift from the void below, and well, it would be rude, would it not, to spurn such a pretty thing.
Right. Final one.
You're quite right, my sweet. They were divine.
Should be enough to go on. Well, that is interesting. See if I can separate out the different parts, cut away the...
They presented themselves to me. They looked so pretty, all dressed up and well decorated. It would have been rude not to have a taste.
Yes, there it is. Okay.
Jocelyn. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
What?
Oh, sorry, it's just, the lawyer's left a message. He's,
Tell him to fuck off. Sorry, I'm almost there.
Oh, well, he's, well, it's a mess, okay. What's that on the screen?
What? Oh, it's a recording. Thing called Spectral View. Makes it easy to isolate different parts of... Wait, why are you still here?
Oh, sorry, go tell the lawyer the bad news.
Good. Right. Where was... Oh, yeah, that's something. How does it sound?
Well, let me tell you. As we drew closer, our auras mixed and mingled, and I could see the excitement on their faces, and well... You would prefer their safety. They presented themselves to me.
Okay.
Thank you, Ditya. It brings fire to my limbs to be so well understood. It's also rare for one of my pedigree.
Right, okay. It's, sounding clearer. There's more to it.
So, the second time around, the vitality poured off them. I could taste it before I saw them.
Looks like more information than there should be in the background noise.
It misted around them. It was beautiful.
Wait.
Wait,
here we go.
From the void.
Remove those frequencies there. Pinch it down. Get rid of that. And... Okay.
Of course. I think we can all agree on that.
Wait, okay. I think that's got it.
Yes, completely.
Please,
I can hear it.
Sweet. What happened next?
Still in the room.
Well,
where's it go?
Closer, like
next one, slow this down a bit, and then... What do we have?
Funny.
Okay.
What happened?
That's something, that's fucking something.
Yes.
Well, what was that? Oh, what was that? What was that? What was that? What was that?
And I could see the excitement on their faces, and well...
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn in the flesh. So, you never answer messages.
What? Why are you here?
We're here for the recordings.
The recordings? Yes, yes, probe...
Thank you, that's why I'm here. You can stop the work there. We are not... continuing with the review. The case is being left as it is.
What? Why? You should hear...
Like I say, thank you for your effort, but it's out of my hands. The decision's been made not to go ahead. There's nothing to answer for. The original case will remain closed.
No, no, you can't. I'm on the cusp of understanding. You have to listen to...
No. Thank you for your work. Like I said, your efforts are no longer needed. Do not look into this further.
Oh, I'm almost there. I'm so close.
Do not finish that sentence. There are things in play you don't understand. You do not want it to be the focus of its attention.
What are you getting at?
It's not just the court reporter who is dead. I'll leave it at that.
Then all the more reason to pursue...
I know. There's nothing I can do. Put it out of your mind. Nothing good can come of this. You'll be paid your usual fee with a bonus for the inconvenience. Now, where are the recordings?
Well, I don't...
Where are they?
They're here.
Thank you. Gentlemen, if you would take custody of them, you there. Delete the digital copies.
Oh, I can do,
Now.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Jocelyn.
And the backups.
Okay. Okay, they're gone.
Now, we'll be on our way.
What is happening?
Forget about it. Please. For your own sake. Take care. You won't hear from us again. Good day.
Oh, sorry. I tried to tell you about the,
What? Oh, I'm so close.
Bet you're glad to see the back of it, though. What with the, well...
Sure. We won't have to see that prick again. Well, that wrapped the week. You got anything else on?
No. Nothing that can't wait.
Great. Great. Well, why don't you get an early start on the weekend? I'll close up.
Are you sure you'll be all right?
Huh? What? Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm sure it'll be quite delicious.
Oh, okay. Enjoy your weekend. See you next week.
Till our paths cross again, my sweet. I've got it all. It's all in my head. Jocelyn.
I feel like someone's trying to play a joke on me. Is it you, my dear listener? No. No, it couldn't be. Not after all the tribulations we've faced together. Though if not you, then who? I'm certain I've heard that voice before, blustering his way through another recording. Though I suppose that wouldn't be too out of character for that particular profession. No, not at all. I imagine that it pays to have a particular flavour of pretentious contempt. helps sell whatever bill of goods you happen to be handling. Yes, yes, I can see why they wouldn't sing with one voice. Voice, yes. Now, that's where I wanted to get to. It does seem to have a certain power, an irresistible hypnotism. Well, for that character at least. I would hate to be drawn in like that, washed away by the waves of sound falling out of my mouth. Another's mouth. How could you tell it was even happening? How indeed. Troubling. Especially since reality writes itself.